Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, December 19th. You'll be interested to know. 27 years ago, today, in 1998, President Bill Clinton faced formal impeachment proceedings in the House of Representatives over charges related to personal misconduct, marking a rare constitutional test of presidential accountability. That moment became a defining milestone in modern civic life by prompting renewed public debate about ethical leadership and strengthening norms of oversight in national governance. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, there's a chance of light rain, and it feels like 53 degrees with 14 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:13, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:08. It looks like we're in for a rainy Friday with cloudy skies and a high near 57, cooling down to around 50 in the afternoon, accompanied by a strong south wind at 14 to 25 miles per hour, gusting up to 49. Tonight, we may see a chance of rain before 7 p.m., turning partly cloudy, with a low around 27, and a breezy west wind at 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusting up to 37. For all you beach runners out there, the first Tide Friday will be at midnight, with a tide at midnight. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 44 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Saturday will be mostly sunny with a high near 39 and a west wind 7 to 14 miles per hour, gusting as high as 28. Sunday warms to a mostly sunny high near 46 with west winds up to 14 miles per hour and gusts near 25. Then Monday turns sunny, but much cooler with a high near 31 and northwest gusts to 23. A chance of mixed snow and rain arise Tuesday, with highs near 37 and overnight chances lingering into Tuesday night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Pittsburgh Penguins will soon have new ownership as the Hoffman family takes over from Fenway Sports Group after 4 years. This marks the 13th ownership change in the franchise's 58-year history. The sale price is expected to fall between $1.7 billion and $1.8 billion, subject to approval by the NHL Board of Governors. Despite missing the Stanley Cup playoffs for 3 consecutive seasons, the Penguins maintain significant brand value, fueled by their passionate fan base and star player Sidney Crosby. David Hoffman, the family CEO, has a long-standing interest in owning a National Hockey League team. Now on to sports. Sam Darnold connected with Jackson Smith-Njigba for a touchdown in overtime, then hit a wide-open Eric Saubert for the winning 2-point conversion, and the Seattle Seahawks rallied from a 16-point fourth-quarter deficit to stun the Los Angeles Rams 38-37 on Thursday night and take a 1-game lead in the NFC West. The Seahawks went 3-for-3 on 2-point conversions, none more improbable than the one that tied the game at 30-all in the fourth quarter. Seattle clinched a playoff spot and moved into position for the top seed in the National Football Conference, while Los Angeles faces a road playoff opener if it cannot overtake the Seahawks in the final 2 weeks of the season. In local sports, Mike Vrabel knows as well as anyone how difficult it is to stop Derrick Henry, He's a very unique player. Great speed, great power, strength, Vrabel said. Now he will face his former running back on Sunday Night Football when the Ravens host the Pats. With the Patriots leading the AFC East at 11 wins and 3 losses, they can clinch a postseason berth with a win, or a loss by Houston or Indianapolis. Meanwhile, Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson, who has won the MVP award twice, is looking to bounce back after an injury. New England remains undefeated on the road this season. In top news, North Korea stole $2 billion in cryptocurrency in 2025, according to new research. This marks the second consecutive year that North Korea's extensive hacking operation has set a new record. A report from the blockchain watchdog company Chainalysis revealed that the country surpassed its previous record of $1.3 billion. In total, North Korea has stolen around $6.8 billion in cryptocurrency. A significant portion of the theft came from a hack of the Dubai-based cryptocurrency exchange Bybit, where approximately $1.5 billion was taken, primarily in Ethereum. Experts note that North Korea's hackers often fraudulently obtain technical jobs abroad, facilitating further thefts. In business news, TikTok has signed a deal to sell its U.S. business to 3 American investors, including Oracle and Silver Lake, ensuring the popular social video platform can continue operating in the United States. The deal is expected to close on January 22nd, according to an internal memo seen by the Associated Press. The U.S. venture will have a new 7-member majority American board of directors, and it will protect Americans' data and U.S. national security. TikTok's algorithm will be retrained on U.S. user data to ensure the content feed is free from outside manipulation. This deal marks the end of years of uncertainty about TikTok's future in the United States. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 2% for the week to about $87,000. Ethereum is down 0.5% to just over $2,900. And XRP is down 8% to $1.84. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. On December 18th, 2025, an enormous 68-million-year-old egg, nicknamed The Thing, was excavated in Antarctica. The fossil egg, laid during the late Cretaceous, measures about 11 inches long and 8 inches wide, making it the largest soft-shelled egg ever found. Researchers initially thought it resembled a deflated bag, yet it revealed a delicate wall under a microscope. This significant find suggests that at least one marine reptile laid soft-shelled eggs in water, offering insights into ancient reproductive strategies. The study was published in the journal Nature, highlighting the egg's importance in understanding prehistoric life. And in entertainment news, Hugh Jackman transforms into a rugged Robin Hood in the first look at the new A24 film, The Death of Robin Hood. This film, directed by Michael Sarnowski, tackles the myth head-on. Jackman shares that his character embodies scars, pain, regret, and yes, love. Sarnowski, who spent a year in Northern Ireland on this project, promises a unique perspective on the legendary character. He explains that Robin Hood is a real man facing his past and how he is portrayed. The film will premiere in theaters in 2026. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and motivational speaker, Zig Ziglar. And he said, "The foundation stones for a balanced success are honesty, character, integrity, faith, love, and loyalty." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.